Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Brother Gabe Ar-Romani and welcome to another episode of ICRAA.org, ICRA, Islamic Center for Research and Academics, where we said we're going to basically do these videos that summarize some of our articles that we've done. A lot of research, alhamdulillah, and we said we started with the life of the Prophet ﷺ and specifically his marriages. Last article we talked about the basic facts of the marriages of the Prophet ﷺ, chronology and so on, details, basic details of each wife. Today, in this video, we're looking at another article. Again, check out the description. The link will be there for you to read the article. And it is the Prophet's marital life, unconsummated marriages or unmaterialized proposals. So, where the Prophet ﷺ might have married, but he didn't consummate, or there was proposals, but they did not go through. So, you'll find, for example, anti-Islamic websites like WikiIslam have detailed material on this topic, which basically confused a lot of people. So, no other Muslim writings have had addressed this topic of unconsummated marriages of the Prophet ﷺ or unmaterialized proposals for his marriages. There's a lot of material on this topic in the Arabic language as well in English, but there's certainly no other study. Like, we need to do a bit more, so we've done that, alhamdulillah. And we bring you at length the study and reports of each of the unconsummated marriages, unmaterialized proposals in this article, inshallah. Some of these reports are very weak for consideration, so we didn't mention them. And some have different names for a single woman, which basically the critics count as separate. Okay, but we're going to address this issue. And basically we made an attempt to try to fix some of the chronological sequences of these instances with the best possible dates estimated, inshallah, in the material. And there's obviously footnotes with references to the earliest sources and discussions on the divergent materials. There's been some academic blunders like translational issues and identification of persons by Orientalists like Alfred Guillaume and Ismail Punawala, the translator of some volumes of the history of Al-Tabari, rahimahullah. So these have been highlighted. So check out the description and see the article if you like what I've said and you're interested to know about the Prophet's marital life, the unconsummated marriages or unmaterialized proposals. Please read this article. Barakallahu feekum. We'll see you next time at the Islamic Center for Research and Academics with another video summarizing what the next article will be about. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.